You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. Heat management strategies. Okay, it's the 9th of June 2021, and it feels too soon to be talking about managing heat stress. But here we are after a crazy cold spring, seeing really cold temperatures through April and May. And come 27th of May, everything seems to have kicked off, and we're now seeing consecutive days of high temperatures. Now, to get a feel for how unusual this is or it isn't, and because I'm a little confused by everything from April and May, it's kind of thrown me into thinking we were going to see a slow taking off this year, but actually we've jumped into some high temperatures. What I've done is I've pulled some data from Yorkshire, which is where Henry is, the ICL technical manager, and I've pulled some data from the South Coast where I am, to assess the agronomic odds of seeing prolonged periods of heat in June. Now, this is something myself and Henry talk a lot about in our other podcast, On the Horizon. So check that one out if this kind of thing interests you. But if you look in the blog, you can see a graph that shows the consecutive days we've seen in each of those areas above 22 degrees in June. And there's a couple of really interesting points in that graph that I'll go through. The data is from 2008 to 2020. And like I said, we can see these consecutive days we saw above 22 degrees. So this is when we reach a maximum temperature above 22 degrees without a day break in there. A couple of interesting points. South Coast is consistently showing more sustained periods of high temperatures in June. But there is a worrying trend for both of us for this to be increasing over time. Now, if we have a look at that, just to kind of keep this into perspective, what we're getting. So in 2020, we both saw 4 days over 22 degrees consecutively in June. Whereas 2019, we saw 9 of them on a row, and whereas Yorkshire was only seeing one. But what's interesting is it's quite heavily stacked. From 2016 onwards, we are seeing an increase in the consecutive days reaching these temperatures. So this kind of weather isn't unusual from June. I just think it snuck up on us a little bit this year. So when we start looking at this kind of data, we can begin to establish the chances of these periods of potential heat stress on the turf. And clearly from the data, this is more likely the further south you are. Nothing surprising there, but it is increasing. Using this kind of data, we can begin to see why these strategies are becoming so important in some areas of the country, some of these stress relief strategies. What I've done in the blog is I've pulled together all of the blogs I've written about heat and temperature stress and dropped them in at the bottom as a quick and easy reference guide. But to summarise, here's my thoughts on how to get through these warm periods. Strategies to get through stressful hot days. Go in healthy. This is really important. Stressed turf will always struggle more during these periods. If we go in healthy and we can keep it healthy, we're doing all right. If we go in stressed, it's really difficult to start recovering it during these periods. We need that break in the weather to get to grips with things again. Ensure your moisture is within your optimum range. You don't want it too wet and you don't want it too dry. Both are as bad as each other. Use a good quality wetting agent and really commit the hours to hand watering. If you can skip cuts to reduce the stress, do so. We're probably not into the high stress period just yet in June, but it's definitely a strategy to consider. Avoid stressful operations like verticutting, top dressing and dragging. If you do need to do them, try and do them as early as possible when there's very little stress. Make sure that you've irrigated the night before so you haven't got any hot spots out there that you could be sending backwards. Be aware of anthracnose. Look, now is the time when we are entering into a critical period. This problem is on our doorstep. So have a plan, put a strategy together. Now is important. Ensure you're in the correct nutrition zone. Look, these are hot, humid spells. They can quickly end in thunderstorms and a flush of nitrogen if we're not careful. You want to make sure you're in the right spot. You don't want to be too lean, but you don't want too much, because that kind of potential for things to kick off at the end. It is a real tightrope to walk this time of year. Pay some really good attention to it and just make sure you're not going in too lean or too strong. I've mentioned this one already, but do allocate as much labour to hand watering as possible. Remember, as little and regular is the key. The aim isn't to overly wet turf, but to simply cool them down and keep them in that right range through these heat periods. We don't want things boiling. We don't want super wet root zones that are boiling away. We don't want roots that are struggling to find moisture. We want to sit in that nice range. Try to only undertake any work on surfaces before light levels reach stressful levels, which is mid-morning. From my experience, 10 to 11 o'clock is when the light starts to reach its maximum at this time of year. Light stress is a bigger challenge than I think any of us realise. It's a secondary stress, so if everything else is all right and in place, you won't get any problems. But if you've got two pieces of turf, both at the same low moisture level, the one that is receiving the highest level of light will go into stress faster and quicker. You can have greens that are in exactly the same moisture level area, and they won't start wilting until the light reaches higher levels during the day. So just keep an eye on that. There are opportunities to use Rider, which is our pigment, to help manage that light stress that's imparted on your turf. But there's a lot of other things you can do as well, like keeping yourself in those right ranges. And the last and final one, which is new this year, is utilizing amino acids. HiCure is a great product to help during these periods. It will help the plant, it will deliver these amino acids to the plant when the plant can't produce enough of its own amino acids to cope with the stress. As we move into these periods of higher temperatures, the plant's amino acid production reduces. Amino acids are key elements to building proteins. Proteins help the plant deal with stress. So as the plant produces less amino acids, if we can deliver free amino acids to them at the right time, which is this period now, we will help reduce that stress. Remember, going through all of this though, your short-term objectives must be coming through these periods in a healthy position. Having an eye on what's coming down the line is equally important though. What we don't want to do is put ourselves into a position where things are awkward a few months down the line. That gets a bit more relevant later in the year when we're dealing with anthracnose and heat, and yet there's fusarium pressure just around the corner. But for now, enjoy the heat. Make sure you're putting the right strategies in place to get through them successfully, and keep those members happy with some great putting surfaces. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself, and thanks for listening.